Welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by.
The beautiful sight, we're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird, here to stay is a new bird. He sings the love song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman, then pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid the plan that we made, walking in a winter wonderland. Beautiful sight, we're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland.
Gone away is the bluebird, here to stay is the new bird.
He sings a love song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman, then pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid the plans that we made, walking in a winter wonderland. Oh, walking in a winter wonderland.
And it is a winter wonderland out there this morning. It's pleasant, actually, walking out there and enjoying the spirit of the season. This morning we're going to do just that. We're going to celebrate the start of winter, which I believe is Thursday in the coming week, or this week now. And normally when I celebrate a season in song, I'm a little ahead of myself. But today, winter has anticipated our celebration in song. We'll wait for the calendar to catch up. Well, Buddy Clark started us off with Winter Wonderland, which he recorded in 1949. A very familiar and much loved song associated with the season, written by Felix Bernard and Dick Smith. And as I said, that's the theme for today. Songs about winter, songs about the weather, songs about things to do in the weather, and also songs about how to stay warm. We'll go now to three songs about the weather. And our first one is from 1941, from a young singer who was starting out at the time with one of the most famous of the big bands around then, and that's Peggy Lee. Went on to have a wonderful career as a great jazz artist. Benny Goodman is the band, and she put in several years with the Benny Goodman Band. This is fairly early on in their collaboration, 1941. And we will hear them with a number called Winter Weather, written by Ted Shapiro. And then back, 8 years, to a very famous song about the weather, written by Harold Arlen and Ted Kohler. And that is Stormy Weather. We've got more to come, I guess, over the next few months, but we take a little breather now and enjoy the benefits of the weather, or the aftermath, should I say. Well, the song was written, as I said, by Arlen and Kohler, and it was popularized by Ethel Waters, for whom it was a big hit. And we'll hear Ethel's version from 1933. And then forward to 1939, to one of the great pianists in jazz, and that's Teddy Wilson. And we're going to hear from him again with singer Billie Holiday. Trumpet from Roy Eldridge and Ernie Powell on clarinet. Benny Carter joins them on alto sax. And we'll hear Danny Barker on guitar, Milton Hinton on bass, and the ever-wonderful Cozy Cole on drums. And Teddy and friends, along with Billy, will bring us a Saul Chaplin, Sammy Kahn number called It's Easy to Blame the Weather. Three songs about weather, and we'll start with Peggy Lee and Benny Goodman, Winter Weather.
I love the winter weather, so the two of us can get together. There's nothing sweeter, finer, when it's nice and cold. I can hold my baby closer to me and collect the kisses that I do me. I love the winter weather, 'cause I got my love to keep me warm.
Can get together. There's nothing sweeter or finer when it's nice and cold. I can hold my baby closer to me and collect the kisses that are due me. I love the winter weather, 'cause I got my love to keep me warm.
Weather, so the two of us can get together. There's nothing sweeter, finer, when it's nice and cold. I can hold my baby closer to me and collect the kisses that I do me. I love the winter weather, 'cause I got my love to keep me warm.
Keeps raining all the time. is bare, gloom and misery everywhere, stormy weather. Just can't get my poor self together. I'm weary all the time, the time. So weary all the time. When he went away, the blues walked in and met me. If he stays away, old rocking chair will get me. All I do is pray the Lord above will let me walk in the sun once more. Can't go on. All I have in life is gone, stormy weather. Since my man and I ain't together, keeps raining all the time, keeps raining all the time. I walk around heavy-hearted and sad. Night comes around and I'm still feeling bad. Rain pouring down, blinding every hope I had.
listening to CHUO 89.1 FM, independent radio for Ottawa Gatineau. Never miss your favorite CHUO shows. Listen online and on demand at chuo.fm.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before, coming to you on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're here at the University of Ottawa, and this morning we are going back in time, mostly to the 1930s and 40s, and bringing you songs about the season. Yeah, winter is here. It's here, in fact, and it'll be here officially on Thursday, I believe. So we're celebrating it. We have a pretty established winter already here in Ottawa with lots of snow and cooler temperatures, I guess I could put it that way. Well, lots of sunshine too, so that's rather nice. We've heard three songs about the weather. We started off with Peggy Lee and Benny Goodman with Winter Weather. And Peggy was also joined on that one with one of the vocalists who sang with the Benny Goodman band at the time, Art Lund. And that was from 1941. Ethel Waters joined us from 1933 with the original recording of Stormy Weather, written by Harold Arlen and Ted Kohler. And we just heard from Teddy Wilson and friends, including Roy Eldridge, along with the legendary Billie Holiday and It's Easy to Blame the Weather from 1939. Well, we've got three more songs coming up for you in just a moment. We're going to hear from a very fine band in the 1930s led by drummer Chick Webb. One of the great bands. Chick, unfortunately, died quite young and prematurely. And I think it was 1939, but he managed to make lots of recordings before then, along with a young vocalist who was just starting out by the name of Ella Fitzgerald. And Ella actually took over the band following Chick's untimely departure. And we're going to hear one of the many recordings they made, I believe, for the Decca label. This one is from 1937. It's a rather nice song written by Fred Alert and Victor Young called There's Frost on the Moon. And I think there's probably frost everywhere else as well right now. And then we'll go to 1948, over to the UK, to a very fine string orchestra that was around at the time, led by George Mellacrino, a singer in his early career and also a very fine violinist and musician. He set up this string orchestra and they did some wonderful recordings, many of which are based on songs that George had written himself. And we'll hear one which is aptly named Winter Sunshine from 1948. And we're going to start with another recording from one of my favorite entertainers, telling us about how we can get out there and swing them jingle bells from 1936, the James Pierpont. Very, very popular tune and very much played at this time of year. And we'll hear Fat's unique interpretation of this one from 1936. And here he is, swinging them jingle bells.
Jingling Bells.
Thank you.
just heard from George Mellacrino and his string orchestra from 1948, his own composition, Winter Sunshine. Before that, we heard the Chick Webb Orchestra with the young Ella Fitzgerald and chorus from 1937, There's Frost on the Moon. And we started off with the famous song written by James Pierpont for the season, Jingle Bells, brought to us in a fairly unique and, well, a unique and lively performance from Fats Waller. What else is there from that wonderful performer? Swinging them jingle bells is what Fats urged us to do, and that's probably what we will be doing for the next few weeks, days and weeks. And this is I've Heard That Song Before, coming to you on CHUO 89.1 FM here at the University of Ottawa. I'm Stephanie Robinson, and we're listening to songs about the season, which we do at least four times a year, and this is the winter edition. One of our final shows for the year. We've got a couple more to come, and then we're into a brand new year here on CHUO with lots and lots more music to come. But we've still got a lot of music for you this year, so, and more coming up this morning on the show. Well, we have more songs about the season for you, about the weather, about what to do to keep warm, and ways of passing the time and enjoying this fine weather we're having right now. It's a bit chilly, but there isn't a lot of wind out there today. And some fine sunshine. It's really quite picturesque. Well, our next set is urging us to keep warm, and they're suggesting various ways of how to do that. And we'll hear from Al Boley from 1932. We'll go over to the UK, where he was just starting out and performing with the Ray Noble and his new Mayfair Dance Orchestra. They were very popular at the time. Ray Noble wrote the song. It's also with help from Jimmy Campbell and Reginald Connolly, a great songwriting team from Britain. And the song is called By the Fireside. One place to stay warm and enjoy some hot chocolate or whatever you like. We'll hear Al tell us about how he enjoys it from 1932. Then we're going to go to a song, very famous song, written by a very famous composer, Irving Berlin. This is a song entitled I've Got My Love to Keep Me Warm. It's been recorded by many, many artists. I always think one of the finest versions was made in 1937 by Mildred Bailey and her husband Red Norvo, a very fine example of Mildred's swing style and that very fine swing orchestra led by her husband Red Norvo, along with some nice vibraphone from him as well. And we will start off with some very important advice. Button up your overcoat. That's what you need to do today. And we're going to hear the original version of this. It's a song written by Lou Brown, Buddy DeSilva, and Ray Henderson, featured in the musical comedy Follow Through in 1929. And Ruth Etting will bring it to us this morning from that year, and it was a very big hit for Ruth, and it's a really fun version of this beautiful song. Button up your overcoat.
Die if I should lose you. In the gloaming by the fireside, with you I'll be content. In the gloaming by the fireside, every hour will be well spent. We'll see our hopes and dreams, dear, like pictures in the fire, finding in its gleam, dear, our heart's desire. In an armchair by the fireside, just big enough for two, we'll be happy. Oh, so happy, while we do as lovers do, with no one there to notice a little kiss or two. In the gloaming by the fireside, while we do as lovers do, with no one there to notice a little kiss or two. In the gloaming by the fireside with you,
December. Just watch those icicles form. What do I care if icicles form? I've got my love to keep me warm. Off with my overcoat, off with my gloves. Flame grows higher.
we've just heard from the wonderful combination, Mildred Bailey and her husband, Red Novo, with Irving Berlin's I've Got My Love to Keep Me Warm. Always welcome visitors. Mildred had a very fine swing style, and of course, Red Novo, decades and decades of a career as a wonderful jazz artist. And he had a very fine orchestra in the 1930s. I've Got My Love to Keep Me Warm from 1937. Before them, we heard Al Boley with Ray Noble and the New Mayfair Dance Orchestra with some fine advice, By the Fireside, from 1932. And we heard first from Ruth Etting back in 1929. It's amazing to think that was recorded 90 years ago. Still sounds great. Button Up Your Overcoat. It was featured in the musical Follow Through, and it was a big hit for Ruth Etting at the time, and she does do a fun version of it, written by Lou Brown, Buddy De Silver, and Ray Henderson.
Want to hear the latest in jazz, or maybe some of the greats from the past? Tune in to In Transition with me, Randy McElligott, every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. on CHUO FM 89.1.
And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. And we are listening to songs about winter this morning. Yes, it's here, and it's going to be here for a while longer. Actually, it hasn't started officially until Thursday. But, well, as I said, songs about winter. Well, we're going to carry on with more songs about winter. And we'll go to a performer who is perhaps most associated of all the performers with Christmas, Bing Crosby. I think you're going to be hearing quite a bit from Bing next week. He's joining us as well this week with a seasonal favorite, Let It Snow, Let It Snow, written by the wonderful songwriting team of Julie Stein and Sammy Kahn. And then another Irving Berlin number, this time in a recording from 1939 by a dance band that was very popular in the 30s, led by pianist Eddie Duchin. As I said, the song is written by Irving Berlin, and it's called When Winter Comes. And we have a very fine vocal from Johnny McAfee. Now, I don't know very much about this singer, but I rather like his version of this particular song, and I'll see if I can find some more. He must have been probably a frequent singer with the Eddie Duchin Orchestra. We'll hear from Claude Thornhill and his orchestra, a very fine pianist who set up his own orchestra in the early 1940s. And this is a song that was written by Claude Thornhill himself and went on to become the theme song for his orchestra. Another song about snow. Again, very topical. Snowfall. And then we're going to go to 1950 to a very fine singer who was getting going and having a wonderful solo career around this time, Mindy Carson. And she's going to join us with Looks Like a Cold, Cold Winter. And we'll start with Bing and Let It Snow.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. Since we've got no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight,
how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
In the summer, and I'll be fine in the summer, but then I've gotta have you to cuddle up to when winter comes. It's nice and warm in the summer, I'll be in form in the summer, but then I gotta have you to cuddle up to when winter comes. All summer I'll be playing out on a tennis court, but in the winter, just like the groundhog, I'll turn into an indoor sport. I'll pull an oar in the summer and hug the shore in the summer, but then I've gotta have you to cuddle up to when winter comes.
like a cold, cold winter. Plenty of ice and snow, but we'll keep the love light in our hearts aglow. Looks like a long, long winter. Baby, what do we care? As long as we have this love of ours to share. It's gonna be cold outside, gonna be warm inside. So we'll cuddle up by the cozy fire. Side by side looks like a cold, cold winter. Summer is far away. Until then, I love you more and more each day.
You've been listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We have been marking the start of winter today with songs about the season. According to the calendar, it starts on Thursday, I believe. It started a bit sooner here in Ottawa, but it's a lovely day out there today. And we've been hearing songs, as I mentioned, about the season. And we've got one more for you coming up shortly. And I would like to thank you for listening today. We'll be back next week with a holiday special for you. So I hope you can join me then, and I hope you really will stay with us for the next while. Randy's going to be joining us with some fine jazz for the holidays in the next 2 hours. So do join him. He'll be with you in just a few moments. But before we get to Randy, we're going to hear from one of the great holiday songs written by Leroy Anderson, and we'll hear the version performed by Leroy Anderson. And what else is it except 1950? And it is Sleigh Ride.